I'm standing just outside on the campus of Mountain Crest High School, and even now there is a sign posted on the door asking for any deliveries that are to be made to call the school's number because the school is on lockdown. They received information from students on Thursday night of a possible threat, and after spending several hours deciding what to do, they made the decision to close the school Friday morning.
A student reported to her father that she had heard some things on campus about a student who was going to bring a gun to school and shoot himself, kill himself, but shoot others as well.
Robert Henke is principal at the high school in Hiram.
Because we thought if we could narrow it down to who it is, or if it's real or not, then we'll deal with that and the school can move on. But when it was so much still in question, and with obviously everything else that's happened with Connecticut, and we just decided to err on the side of caution, I guess. So, you know, I don't know if it was the right choice or not, but I'd rather err on that side than make a mistake.
I just think it's pretty crazy. I never thought that that would happen here in Logan, Utah.
Sean O'Very is a senior at Mountain Crest High School.
I feel like we're pretty sheltered here and that it's a safe place, and I expect to go to school each day and feel safe. And I feel bad for this person that feels like this is an option to do that.
Officials with the Cache County Sheriff's Office are working with school officials to try to determine who made the threat of the possible suicide shooting. They're asking students, faculty, and staff of the school to share any information. School is out for the Christmas holiday, but Principal Henke says once students return in January, there will be additional security by officers assigned to Mountain Crest, and teachers will also instruct students on how to report or deal with future threats. Reporting from Mountain Crest High School in Hiram, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.